Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we spoke about bloating and what is bloating and what causes it. And let's talk about what things we can do to actually prevent bloating this week. So bloating treatment typically begins with changing the diet, because limiting foods that trigger bloating is actually really essential. So certain foods contain high amounts of non or what we call poorly digestible compounds that actually can lead to increased gas. And some of these include things like beans and lentils. So sometimes I'll recommend swapping these for other kinds of grains, even meat or a lovely grain called quinoa. Sometimes I recommend soaking the beans so it's easier to digest, or using other varieties like pinto or black beans. The other one that I usually recommend is really reducing or avoiding carbonated drinks. So try drinking flat water or even herbal tea, for example, to reduce gas. Some of my patients are actually sensitive to wheat, for example. So this can sometimes be a little bit tricky to avoid, but it's easy to incorporate things like oats and quinoa and buckwheat and almond flour into the diet as a substitute, for example, for wheat. Sometimes with patients, when they're eating cruciferous vegetables, things like cauliflower and Brussels sprouts, these are really nutritious, but they can trigger bloating for some people. So steaming these instead of eating them raw is one option. And just sometimes consuming things like sweet potato or water-based vegetables like cucumber as a substitute can be really helpful. And even dairy for some patients can cause bloating because of lactose intolerance. So, you know, I sometimes recommend lactose-free products or even substituting, for example, coconut or almond or cashew milk. Often I will do food sensitivity testing, and those kinds of things can help to identify reasons that patients are feeling bloated. Other kinds of things we think about are reducing some of the what we call alcohol sugars. Sometimes we see products with sorbitol or xylitol or mannitol, and these are often heavily associated with excess gas. And even reducing consumption of fatty foods can help, in reducing things like fried foods, fast foods, chips, chocolates, all the good stuff. Pastries, of course, can actually help reduce bloating. Couple of lifestyle suggestions are increasing fiber, for example, increasing water, exercise, and sometimes we include things, special probiotics, for example, to help increase gut microbiome, and eating smart, eating smaller portions and being mindful of the way we enjoy our food is very helpful. So if people have some more questions, if they have bloating, they want to give me a call, my number is 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you have health issues, or if you're just bloating and you want to get to the root of the problem and eliminate it, call Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.